Tonight, breaking developments as we come on the air. Russian forces moving in. This evening, Ukraine officials also say that the Russians have kidnapped the mayor of a key city. And tonight, reports the Russians are now bringing chem-bio suits into Ukraine, what senior U.S. officials are most concerned about. The images coming in tonight, the mayor of Mariupol describing his city as Armageddon, where that maternity and children's hospital was already hit, now shelling every 30 minutes. And the capital of Kyiv tonight, the new images showing that massive Russian convoy closing in. The UN tonight on what it calls credible reports of Russians using cluster bombs, the Russians hitting two airfields in western Ukraine, trying to disrupt Western supply shipments from entering the country. Ian Pannell in Kyiv again tonight. Also this evening, the new warning from the Biden administration about Russia potentially planning another false flag attack, but this time potentially using biological or chemical weapons. A senior U.S. official telling ABC News the Russians are now bringing those chem bio suits to Ukraine. Martha Raddatz is back in Ukraine tonight with what she's learning from her sources. Tonight, President Biden revealing he is suspending normal trade relations with Russia, what this means. And the president is pressed today. Would the U.S. have a military response if Putin launches a chemical weapons attack? Mary Bruce with the president's response. In Moscow tonight, the Kremlin moving to make it illegal to log onto Facebook or Instagram in Russia. What the Russian people could face if they do it. James Longman from Moscow. Here at home, we're also tracking this major winter storm from the south up into the northeast tonight. Dangerous travel this evening and tomorrow, and where they are concerned about possible overnight tornadoes. Rob Marciano standing by to time it out. The alarming images tonight from near Fort Lauderdale, authorities investigating multiple spring break overdoses. They say drugs laced with fentanyl, at least six people rushed to the hospital, including reports five are West Point cadets. Reports several in cardiac arrest. Diane Sawyer tonight, decades later, the new audio and video now unearthed, unlocking some of the mysteries of the Heaven's Gate cult that gripped this country and the world. The tragic deaths of 39 people who thought a UFO would take them to heaven. Family members now coming forward for the first time, what they've revealed all these years later. And remembering the iconic actor beloved by generations of children.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening. It is great to have you with us as we near the end of another week together. And we begin tonight with Russia's war in Ukraine. There is new evidence tonight that the Russians are repositioning their forces to encircle the capital of Kyiv. Some Russian units now just 9 miles from the city center. And tonight, Russia continuing to accuse the U.S. and Ukraine of preparing to use chemical weapons, the U.S. warning the world that this is right out of the Russian playbook, that the reality is the Russians could be preparing to use them. In fact, tonight, a senior U.S. official saying the Russians are bringing chem-bio suits to Ukraine. Russia conducting new airstrikes on the city of Dnipro, Ukraine's third largest city. And new attacks tonight in Mariupol, where they hit that children's and maternity hospital already. Now a missile striking an apartment building, reports of shelling there every 30 minutes. The emergency services headquarters there destroyed tonight, reportedly cutting off communication to the outside world. The mayor calling it Armageddon. And new satellite images tonight of that massive Russian convoy outside Kyiv, once more than 40 miles long, now largely dispersed and redeployed. New video tonight of Ukrainian soldiers engaging with Russian troops battling to regain control of a village near Kyiv. Tonight, President Zelensky in a new message saying, if you want to find out Russia's plans, you should look at what Russia is accusing others of. A clear reference to Russia accusing Ukraine and the U.S. of potentially using chemical weapons. President Biden was pressed on this today. Would there be a U.S. military response if Russia uses chemical weapons? And what he said. Mary Bruce is standing by live at the White House with that. But we're going to begin tonight with ABC senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell leading us off from Kyiv again tonight.
Tonight, Armageddon is how the mayor of Mariupol describes the relentless siege and bombardment of his city. Officials there say it's being shelled every 30 minutes by the Russians and that most of the targets are in residential neighborhoods.
The situation is awful. Russian army continues to do airstrikes, air bombing, artillery shelling.
An overnight missile strike on Mariupol's emergency services center reportedly cut one of the last lines of communication to the outside world. Along the coast, in Mykolaiv, the mayor claims Russians have been using cluster bombs, which disperse bomblets over wide areas. While the UN stopped short of saying Russia's committed war crimes, it is now saying it's received credible reports of Russia using cluster bombs in populated areas like Kharkiv. The deliberate use of these weapons on civilians is a war crime. In Dnipro, in the east, more disturbing images of the aftermath of a Russian airstrike, this time destroying a shoe factory. An elementary school was also reportedly hit. Even in cities that have fallen, there's still popular resistance. In Melitopol, residents have been protesting the occupying Russian forces. The mayor has been insisting publicly the city is still part of Ukraine. Today, an advisor to Ukraine's president claims this video shows the kidnapping of the mayor by a group of heavily armed Russian troops. Russian authorities tonight saying they've opened a criminal case against the mayor on charges of aiding terrorism. Despite the dire situation in many parts of the country, there are ominous warnings today of how much worse it could get. Amid fears, Russia might stage a chemical weapons attack in the country. The World Health Organization's urging Ukraine to immediately destroy pathogen samples in labs because Russia's war in the country risks an accidental spill. And today, Moscow saying Europe's largest nuclear power plant now belongs to Russia. Its forces took control of the facility last week after fighting that triggered concerns about a potential nuclear disaster. Across Ukraine, the Russians are intensifying their attacks on major cities. Airstrikes expanding to two airfields in western Ukraine. New satellite images show the Russian convoy that once stretched 40 miles northwest of the capital has dispersed and repositioned into attack positions and are as close as 9 miles from the city centre. There's been intense fighting near the outskirts of the capital.
We've just seen what we think is an air intercept. You can see the streaks up in the sky there as we're not clear whether it was Russian jets, was it Ukrainian jets, but that's a reality on the ground for people living inside the capital today.
Ukraine's President Zelensky said today the country is reaching a breakthrough moment and is heading towards victory. But that may seem like a dream to many here.
We're seeing hundreds, thousands of people now fleeing frontline towns. Most of these people are from the town of Bucha. They've been hiding in their basements, caught in the middle of the bombardment. Some are saying they've seen Russian tanks and armoured vehicles inside their village. And they've left with what little they can carry, many of them waving white flags to signal that they're civilians and shouldn't be harmed.
Katerina Sapsai managed to escape from Bucha with her grandmother today before it got too late. Surrounded by the Russian army, the town's been bombarded since the start of the invasion.
Being without water and electricity for almost 7 days is not fun, so we decided to evacuate today. Yeah,
and is there much fighting going on there?
Yes, you can actually see a lot of Russian tanks and explosions. Like, you go to bed every day with explosions. You wake up today at 5 a.m. I woke up with the sounds of explosions, so yeah, not fun.
Her grandmother, Katerina Romanovna, has lost her home, left her village, and is out in the cold. But incredibly, accepting the uncertainty of her future.
How do you keep your spirits up?
What else can you do, she says.
The resilience of the Ukrainian people. Ian Pannell joins us again tonight from the capital of Kyiv. And Ian, Russian forces obviously relentlessly raising the pressure on the capital. Where do things stand tonight? How close are they?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Kremlin has troops about 9 miles to the northwest of here, and although they haven't pushed any closer for days, US officials are seeing rear elements moving up to support them. And to the east of here, we know that they're about 15 miles from the city limits. Now, I don't think they've got enough troops in place to encircle the city completely yet, but taking Kyiv is clearly Putin's primary objective, and it feels like the net is starting to close in tonight. David?
Ian Pannell and our team there in Kyiv, incredible reporting again this week, and we so appreciate it. Thank you, Ian. Of course, that growing concern within the Biden administration tonight, is Russia planning to use chemical or biological weapons? A senior U.S. administration official pointing to chem biosuits now being brought to Ukraine by the Russians. Tonight, our chief global affairs correspondent, Martha Raddatz, is back inside Ukraine with what she's now learned tonight.
Tonight, new and increasingly ominous signs the Russian assault could take a more brutal turn. A senior U.S. official saying some Russian soldiers now bringing in chem-bio suits to protect against chemical and biological weapons, fearing that false flag event meant to justify Russia's own use of chemical weapons. Today, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. slamming Russia for spreading disinformation.
We have serious concerns that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people.
As Russia now expands its attacks for the first time into western Ukraine with those deadly missile strikes, this while its ground forces are closing in on the capital.
The Russians are beginning to make more momentum on the ground towards Kyiv.
A U.S. official saying for Vladimir Putin, everything depends on taking Kyiv. But fierce Ukrainian resistance, these images from the Ukrainian Defense Ministry capturing this ambush of the Russian convoy, is taking a toll. As many as 6,000 Russian soldiers have died, another 15,000 wounded since the war began. And a U.S. official saying as much as one-fifth of the Russian force now inoperable, dead, wounded, or simply bogged down. The U.S. official calling it a fundamental failure in Russia's planning and operations. But Putin trying to adapt. The Kremlin saying 16,000 fighters from the Middle East, including Syria, heading to Ukraine to help them out.
Fascinating reporting on the toll on Russian troops tonight. Martha Raddatz back in Lviv. And Martha, as you know, there have been multiple reports of Vladimir Putin's frustrations with how this is going. Some have suggested he's furious with his FSB, the intelligence teams. Regardless of whether that bears out, one thing is clear. This has not unfolded as Putin thought it would.
It certainly hasn't, David. And despite his ground troops being bogged down, he can still inflict catastrophic damage with artillery fire and missiles, just like he did in Grozny and Syria with indiscriminate bombing. David?
All right, Martha Raddatz. And Martha will be anchoring Sundays this week from Ukraine. Martha, we'll be watching Sunday morning. In the meantime, President Biden tonight cutting off all normal trade relations with Russia. And the president was also pressed, will there be a U.S. response if Russia uses chemical or biological weapons? Let's bring in our senior White House correspondent, Mary Bruce, tonight. And Mary, how did the president respond?
Well, David, the president said that Russia would pay a, quote, severe price, but he wouldn't say what that price would be. I've asked, but the White House tonight says they won't engage in hypotheticals. And while the president would not give a definitive answer as to whether a chemical or biological attack would prompt the U.S. to intervene militarily, Biden again today was emphatic. American forces will not engage directly with the Russians in Ukraine. Biden saying that would be World War III. David.
All right, Mary Bruce, thank you. And one more note on this tonight. Inside Russia, the Kremlin now moving to make it illegal to log on to Facebook or Instagram in Russia, what the Russian people could face. James Longman in Moscow.
Vladimir Putin's assault on free speech intensifying tonight. Facebook's parent company Meta is to be designated an extremist organization. People who log into Facebook or Instagram here could now be tried under the same laws as ISIS terrorists. Moscow says it's in response to Meta's easing of its hate speech guidelines, which allow Ukrainians the ability to call for violence against Russians fighting in their country. The move further limits Russian access to non-state sanctioned information, but young people here will find a way. It's a shame, this young man says, but you can survive without it. The bloggers I'm following will all move to Telegram, and I'll follow them there. Ekaterina Kotrikadze is an anchor of the now-closed Liberal Reign TV station, where staff walked out following a media crackdown.
A lot of people, just like me, have lost everything because of one man's decisions. So, it's horrible.
She's now left the country for her own safety, and she tells me many young men are leaving too, worried that even though Putin has insisted there'll be no draft, they'll be called up to fight.
If you fly from Russia and you enter an airplane, you can see a lot of young men, single. I mean, they're traveling alone, a lot of them, because they're running. Leaving behind their families sometimes.
Meanwhile here, 30 years of progress set back as more and more Western shops close. More than 330 multinational companies have now suspended operations here. Today, Morgan Stanley has now joined household names like Coca-Cola and McDonald's in the exodus. Vladimir Putin shrugging off the financial impact yet again today, saying Russia will adapt.
Vladimir Putin may miss the former USSR, but the difference is millions of Russians now enjoy the kinds of modern comforts that he is now effectively ripping away from them. There are those who do idealize the former Soviet Union, but there are many young people here who never lived through it, and they're desperately scared of what its return might mean. David.
Another week of reporting from James Longman in Moscow. James, thank you. Back here at home tonight into that major winter storm on the move this evening from Texas all the way up into the Northeast and the threat of dangerous overnight tornadoes now. Senior meteorologist Rob Marciano is timing it all out for us. Hey, Rob.
Hi, David. This looks to be an explosive storm with wild temperature swings, typical of March. Look at all these winter alerts all the way down into the deep south. And ahead of this thing, we've got the tornado threat. You mentioned that. The low right now is over Mississippi. That tornado threat across North Florida into Georgia and the Carolinas tomorrow. The low rapidly intensifies over D.C. and off the Atlantic. Heavy rain along the I-95 corridor. But look at all that snow behind this thing. A wide swath of snow, anywhere from a coating to a foot well inland. But 30 to 50 mile per hour winds. Everyone will feel those cold winds behind this system. David?
Tough weekend ahead, Rob. Thank you. And to the alarming images coming in from near Fort Lauderdale, Florida tonight, authorities are investigating a series of spring break overdoses. They say cocaine laced with fentanyl. Multiple people rushed to the hospital, including reports of five West Point cadets. Some of the patients in cardiac arrest. Here's Ariel Reshef.
Tonight, that horror unfolding in the middle of spring break near Fort Lauderdale. Authorities say five West Point cadets and two other victims were taken to the hospital after four people overdosed on cocaine laced with fentanyl. Two more were exposed while performing CPR on their friends. A seventh person transported later in the evening.
Peeked out the window, seen a couple of dudes laid out.
One by one, first responders taking victims out of the rental home and treating them right there on the scene. Investigators say four went into cardiac arrest.
It's extremely, extremely potent.
Tonight, authorities concerned about more possible overdoses.
It brings great concern that there could be other ODs over the next couple of days, just basing what we're seeing with the fentanyl that was here.
And David, two of those cadets are on the West Point football team. Paramedics using Narcan to revive the victims. West Point says it's investigating. David.
Ariel Reshef tonight. Ariel, thank you. When we come back on a Friday night, the deadly crash into an outdoor restaurant, and then later remembering an icon for generations of children.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Married moms in the suburbs. They've been called soccer moms. They've been called security moms.
Pamela Wilk is a so-called soccer mom.
Those so-called Walmart moms.
She calls herself a hockey mom.
I love those hockey moms.
The hockey mom trying to connect with the soccer moms.
In the 1990s, the idea of soccer moms as the quintessential swing voter took hold. Elections could be won or lost based on a candidate's ability to appeal to them. But were quote-unquote soccer moms actually the deciding factor? In a new series on the 538 Politics podcast, we take a look back at conventional wisdom from past elections with a critical lens. Where did that wisdom come from, and does it hold up today? Find the Campaign Throwback series in the 538 Politics feed wherever you get your podcasts.
People who disappear without a trace.
Where is she?
The most notorious murder cases in New York.
Pure evil.
And the most devious killers.
There's a Hannibal Lecter feel to him.
For chilling true crime stories, follow the True Crime NYC podcast wherever you listen.
Tonight, a frightening scene at an outdoor dining area in Washington, D.C. Two women were killed and at least eight other people were hurt after a car slammed into tables outside a restaurant called the Parthenon on Connecticut Avenue. Several of the victims are in serious condition tonight. Authorities say the driver lost control of his car. Tonight, celebrating a beloved actor from Sesame Street, actor and singer Emilio Delgado has died.
That means my name is...
Known to generations as the Fix-It Shop owner, Luis on Sesame Street played the role for 45 years. He could fix anything. The cast remembering his warmth and humor. Emilio Delgado was 81. Finally tonight here, Diane Sawyer and her special later tonight. What she and her team have uncovered decades later, some of the mysteries of the Heaven's Gate cult. 39 people died, you'll remember, following a leader who convinced them that a UFO would carry them to the gates of heaven. They left loved ones and families behind and so many unanswered questions for decades.
Sheriff's Department with a search warrant demanding entry.
And on top of the table, there's one body.
We're going to begin tonight with the strange suicide of the 30.
It's very strange.
March 26, 1997. America reels at one of the most bizarre stories in the history of cults and religion.
Our grand total to 39.
39 people found dead. Deceased.
Why were these people wearing homemade spaceship uniforms, brand new Nike sneakers?
Three to beam up. Energize.
39 to beam up. Thank you.
She goes, 39 to beam up. You know, and that, I think that just said it all. I felt so sorry for her.
Yes, it is. It's the cult. I mean, it's the cult of cults. It's the cult of truth.
For more than 2 years, we've been poring over the decades of old documents, videotapes, hundreds of hours of audio tape we've not heard before. Witnesses start to come out of the shadows to talk with us about our central question. How did wonderful people so much like our friends, our family, end up ensnared in a cult? All of them convinced that this one man knows how to perfect them and take them through the gates of heaven on a UFO.
Marshall Herve Applewhite Doe is basically their god.
A god who wants them to erase gender, sexuality, private thoughts.
Heaven's Gate was so extreme.
And who were these followers before they walked through his door? Dreamers, high achievers, a valedictorian and presidential scholar. She's lonely and follows them to the end. The brother of a famous heroine on Star Trek. So many people vanishing into a cult while their parents, children, lovers are desperate to find them.
And my parents were in the Heaven's Gate cult.
My wife was Yvonne.
What happened to my brother?
Is he still living? I had no idea.
I think, what a waste. All of those 39 people, what a waste. What a waste of talent and beauty, because they were good. They had good hearts. These people were not malicious.
Diane's eye-opening report, The Cult Next Door, tonight right here. So many brave families speaking all these years later. We'll see you then. Good night.
Married moms in the suburbs. They've been called soccer moms. They've been called security moms.
Pamela Wilk is a so-called soccer mom.
Those so-called Walmart moms.
She calls herself a hockey mom.
I love those hockey moms.
The hockey mom trying to connect with the soccer moms.
In the 1990s, the idea of soccer moms as the quintessential swing voter took hold. Elections could be won or lost based on a candidate's ability to appeal to them. But were quote-unquote soccer moms actually the deciding factor? In a new series on the 538 Politics podcast, we take a look back at conventional wisdom from past elections with a critical lens. Where did that wisdom come from, and does it hold up today? Find the Campaign Throwback series in the 538 Politics feed wherever you get your podcasts.